Today's daf is Pesachim daf Lamed Zayin. We are 9 lines from the bottom of daf Lamed Vav Amid Beis Tanu Rabbanon Lechem Oini. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema. For Shlomo ben Sarah Aliza, Avadia ben Miriam Leah, Manuela bas Chana, David ben Chava, and Asher Zelig ben Rachel Leah. Today's daf is also being learned as a Schus for Yecheskel Shraga ben Miral. Today's daf is also being learned for Ilui Nishmas, Maras Hendel, Bas Harav Agoyin, Rav Shimshin, and Le'ilu Nishmas Avram, Ben Yubadol Chaim Toivim, Rav Moshe Chaim. So we're continuing in the sugyas that discuss Hilchos Matzah, specifically what can be used for Matzah, and what cannot be used for Matzah. Zok de Rabbanon, Zok de Gemara, Tanu Rabbanon. We learned in a braisa, Lechem Oini. The Torah describes the Matzah as being lechem oini, literally poor man's bread. Says the Braisa Prat, we learn from there, that you cannot use chalot, bread or flour that was scalded, fire that was exposed to very, very hot water. Ula ashisha. Additionally, you're not allowed to use ashisha. We'll see what that means in a second. I would think if it says in the Torah, lechem oini, so that means that you would literally have to use the bread that was eaten by the poor people. In other words, pas hadra, Rashi says, shenitel kol hadra. Pas, that all its hadar, all the shenkite was taken out. The hainu pas kiber, also known as whole grain bread. So whole grain bread is referred to in Chazal as pas shenitel kol hadara. It's the literal lechem oini. So I would think if it says in the Torah lechem oini, maybe that's the only type of bread you're allowed to use. Talmud lema matzis matzis. It says the word matzis several times. Ribot marba, that the halacha is that you could use any matzah. Va'afilu kematzah shel shloima. Even the matzahs shel shloima of shloima b'shaitoi fein. Even that you would be allowed to use. Came tamatam lechem oini. So what then does the term mean when it says lechem oini? Prat lechalut ulashish. Again, so even though lechem oini means literally the lechem of an oni, but it doesn't have to be the lechem that's mamish oni. It's just coming to exclude something. What it's coming to exclude is chalut and ashisha. Now, what's chalut? We said chalut is flour that was exposed to really, really hot water. If you bake matzah from that, it wouldn't be okay. The other thing that's excluded is ashisha. So it's not clear what ashisha is, but it would seem that it's something very chashuv. Zok de Gemara, my mashma d'hai ashisha, listen to the chashivus. So how do we know that ashisha is a lashon of chashivus t'chsiv? It's learned out from a pasuk. The pasuk says, vayichalik l'chala'an. The context over there is, the Aron was captured by the Plishtim, by the Philistines, and then it was brought back. David now has the Aron, and he made a big suda. And the pasuk says that at this suda, everybody was there. Chalas lechem achas. Everybody got one loaf of bread. The eshbar echad. Everybody got one eshbar. The ashisha echas. Everybody got one ashisha. Vayelech kol ha'am ish levesis. So that was the menu that was served at this very, very large dinner. Amar Rav Chana bar Abba. Rav Chana bar Abba explained what these things mean. Chalas lechem achas, that we understand. What's an eshbar echad? Echad mishisha bepar. It's referring to meat. How much meat? 1/6 of a par. Ashisha echod. What is ashisha? Echod mishisha be'efa. It's 1/6 of an efa of bread. That's how big the chalas lechem was. It was 1/6 of an efa. But you see from here that ashisha is chashuv. You see from here ashisha is large. So what then does the braisa mean when it says prat l'chalot ula ashisha? Lechem oini teaches me that you're not allowed to use matzah that was exposed to really boiling water. Additionally, lechem oini teaches me that you're not allowed to use a very, very large matzah. Your matzah can't be too big. Upliga de Shmuel. This is all not like Shmuel. Shmuel said, ashisha garba de chamra. Ashisha is actually referring to an amount of wine, de chsiv. And this is also based on a pasuk in Hosea, where the pasuk says, v'oihave ashisha anovim. So it uses the word ashisha in the context of anovim, clearly implying that it's not a carb. It's not referring to bread, but rather it's referring to something that comes from grapes. It's referring to wine. So we have another halacha that's learned out from lechem oini. So again, the Torah describes matzos as being lechem oini. Yesterday we had 3 drushes collectively that were learned out from lechem oini, and this morning we have a 4th. The 3 that we had yesterday was Rabbi Yossi Aglili's drusha, lechem oini, not with an ayin, but with an aleph, which teaches me that you're not allowed to use maisa sheni for matzah. We had Rabbi Akiva's drasha, lechem oini miloshen oni, Pratli isa sheni loisha biyayin v'shemen u'dvash. If you have dough that was kneaded together with wine, with oil or honey, it's not going to be okay. And then we had Shmuel's drasha, lechem oini, lechem sha'oinin olav dvarim harbe, which connects the mitzvah of sipa yitzias mitzrayim in a matzah. Pasha, you would think maybe they're two completely independent mitzvahs. Lechem sha'oinin olav dvarim harbe teaches me, like Rashi says, that you have to recite halal on the matzah. You have to say the Haggadah on the matzah. And this morning we have a fourth drash on lechem oini prat l'chalot. If you took the kemach, you exposed it to really boiling water, that wouldn't be okay to now use that dough for matzah ula shisha. If it's a very, very large dough, that also would not be okay. Tanu rabbanon, me'inyin le'inyin ba'isa inyin. Ein oifin, pas ava be'pesach. You're not allowed to bake thick dough on Pesach. Divrei Beishamah. Beisul matirim. Beisul says it's going to be okay. Now why would it not be okay to bake a thick dough? Because if it's thick, it's going to take a little bit longer to bake, and we're concerned that during that extra time that it takes to bake, the dough may rise to the point that it's going to become chametz. So there's a greater concern that it may become chametz. That's why Beis Shammai says, "Ein oifen pas ava bePesach." Beisul's not worried about that. Beisul said it is okay. The kama pas ava. What's the definition of thick bread? Am rapuna tefach. The shear is a tefach. Shekhem atzinu, the lechem aponim tefach. Because you find that the lechem aponim was a tefach thick, and the lechem aponim also was not allowed to be chametz. So you see that it was okay to make it a tefach, and there was no concern that it may come chametz. So that's mistaber then that when Beis Shammai says you can't have pas ava, up to a tefach is okay. Again, because you see in the Beis HaMikdash, they made it up to a tefach, and they weren't concerned that it's going to be chametz. So it's mistaber that when you're making your own matzah, you can make it thick up to a tefach. You don't have to be concerned that it may turn into chametz. Maskef lo Rabbi Yosef. So Rabbi Yosef asked, Amru b'zrizin, Yoimru b'she'enim zrizin. We saw this question yesterday. You can't shtel to what happened in the Beis HaMikdash to what a person's going to do in his kitchen. In the Beis HaMikdash, who were the ones that baked the lechem upon him? They were kehanim. Kehanim zrizin him. They were very careful. Ein shvus b'mikdash. All the derabbanans and all the gzeiros that Chazal made, they didn't make in the Beis HaMikdash. Why? Because they were dealing with people that they weren't concerned were make a mistake. They knew they were going to get it right. So who said just because in the Beis HaMikdash they weren't concerned, and it could be a tefach, that means in your kitchen it could be a tefach. Maybe in your kitchen it should have to be less than a tefach, because people are going to be less careful. Additionally, Amru b'pas ha'melo, Yomru b'pas she'ena ha'melo. Rashi quotes a Gemara in Masechtis Menachis, where the Gemara talks about how much they had to beat and knead the dough of all the menachos, included in which was the lechem upon him. Say it was really worked on. So maybe over there there's less of a concern. But your bread that you're going to make matzah with, who said that same is going to be true? Amru be'etzim yevashin. Not just that, in the base of Mikdash, they use very dry wood. Yomru be'etzim lachin. Etzim lachin, if it's not as dry. So again, it's going to take longer for it to bake. If it's going to take longer for it to bake, there's more of a chashash that it may turn into chametz. Amru betanu cham. Yomru betanu tzoinin. Also, in the base of Mikdash, the tanu was very hot. In your kitchen, it might not be so hot. Amru betanu shal matchis. In the base of Mikdash, the tanu was made of metal. Again, it caused it to bake really quickly. Yomru betanu shal cheres. Most tanurim were made of cheres, they were made of earthenware, and it didn't bake it as quickly. The point is, you can't learn anything from the lechem aponim. It's true, in the lechem aponim, it was a tefach thick, and there was no concern that it may come lidei chametz, but there was a whole bunch of factors maybe that went into that, as opposed to your local matzah bakery or your kitchen, where some of those things may not be relevant. So it could be over there when Beis Shammai was machmer and said, ein oifen pas ava v'pesach, he meant even if it's less than a tefach, it's going to be okay. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yirmiyah bar Rav Shila says, I once asked this question to Rebbe privately. Umanoi, and who was Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Rabba's Rebbe that he was referring to, that he asked this question to privately? Rav. It was the great Amori Rav. Ikadami, some say, Amar Rav Yirmiyah bar Rabba, Amar Rav Yirmiyah bar Rabba said this in the name of Rav, that Rav said, Shilas is Rebbe b'yichud, that I asked this question to my Rebbe b'yichud, Umanoi, who is Rav's Rebbe? Rabbeinu HaKadosh. The question that he asked him was, is my Pasava? What's the definition of Pasavah? So again, we have Machloket the Shammai Beis Hillel, whether you're allowed to make Pasavah on Pesach, you're not allowed to make Pasavah on Pesach. Beis Shammai says, Ein oifen Pasavah b'Pesach. Beis Hillel was matter. Beis Hillel said it's going to be okay. So it seems there was a discussion, a private, offline discussion, for whatever reason, and it was regarding what is the definition of Pasavah. What was Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel arguing it? So till now, we assume what it means is thick bread. Not just that, we're on a question, how thick? And the Gemara said, a tefach thick. I know from the lechem aponim maybe is not a tzurishtel, but says the Gemara, different shat, that either Rav told us Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba, or Rabbeinu HaKadosh told us to Rav, who told us Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba, that my pasav, you know pasav is pas meruba, just means a lot of bread. Whole different halacha. pas ava that Bishan and Bissel were arguing about was not a thick batter. Rather, what they were arguing about was, are you allowed to make a lot of bread? I call it pas ava. Why would a lot of bread be referred to as pas ava? It's not the same thing. Mishum dinafisha, belisha. Because at the end of the day, you're doing a lot of kneading, and it's going to inevitably be more. But it's not that each individual matzah is thicker, it's just that you're making a lot more. The Iba Yaseim. Another reason maybe why Pas Ava would be referred to as Pas Meruba, but Asri, the Haitana, the Pas Meruba, Pas Ava Karli. Could be that's just the terminology that was used in that particular place. Either way, so it's a whole different understanding of what Pas Ava is. Pas Ava just means a lot, not thick. Now, if it meant thick, we understand why Beshameh was machmer. It's because there's more of a concern. It may come to chametz. Why? It's going to take longer for it to bake. During that time, you're giving the dough more of an opportunity to rise. But if pas ava just means pas beruba, so what's the problem? I understand what you'll tell me. Maybe the reason is because you're just going to be making more than you really need for yontif. Now, ein bein yontif l'shabbos, elo melechas eichel nefesh b'vav. So you're allowed to cook, you're allowed to bake on yontif, but you're only allowed to bake something that you need. If it's something that you don't need, then l'chura, you're not allowed this. Maybe that's Peshana Beishamai. Maybe Beishamai holds ein oifen pas ava, which means pas meruba b'pesach. The reason is because it's just too much, and you don't need all that. And by the way, if that is Peshana the Machloikis, it actually comes out very geschmack, Machloikis Beishamai Beisil, on the Hilchis yontif, in the Sechdis Beya, with regards to the halachas of Hoyol and Sugis that we don't have to get into now. But is that the reason? I hear that could be the reason. But my Iri B'Pesach, for the Yontif Nami, then why did Beisham Yisrael argue by Pesach? They should have argued all Yomim Tovim. If Pasava means thick, and the issue is Chametz, that's a problem on Pesach. There's no problem with Chametz on Sukkot and Shavuos. But if it's related to doing Melacha, even Melacha Seichel Nefesh, Shaloi L'Tzorech, more than you really need, so it's not exclusive to Pesach, it should be true for all Yomim Tovim and for the Gemara. Ein Hachi Nami. You're right. Really, the Machlokes is true for all Yomim Tovim. The Haitana. So why is it that the halacha of Beisham Yisrael was said regarding Pesach? Because the Tana beyantav shal Pesach koi. This Tana was giving shir was shloishim yoyim before Pesach, not shloishim yoyim before Sukkot. It was 30 days before Pesach, and he was teaching Hilchas Pesach. So in Hilchas Pesach, he said, Rabbi, say you want to know on Pesach ein oifen pas ava divrei Beishamai ubeisul matir, but Erech Nami. It's not a halacha that's exclusive to Pesach. So again, we have a machloket b'shamay b'sil. Ein oifen pas ava b'pesach divrei b'shamay u'b'sil matir. What is pas ava? Two pshat. The first pshat is pas ava means thick matzos. Why would b'shamay say it's not okay? There's more of a concern it may become chametz. It takes longer to bake during that time. The dough may rise. It may become chametz. The second pshat is pas ava means pas meruba. Nothing to do with chametz. It could be each individual matzah is going to be the same. What then is the reason Beishamai has a problem with it? Because you don't need that much for Yontif. How many guests are you having on Yontif? Hoyel? Beishamai doesn't hold of Hoyel. It's not a problem. So as a result, Beishamai says, it's something you're not allowed to do. If that's the case, what does that have to do with Pesach? Nothing. Why then did Beishamai say Pesach? The Tana that said over this halacha was giving shir, Erev Pesach, or Hilchis Pesach. And that's why he mentioned Pesach. But there's two pshatim, how to understand Pasavim. And the reason this two pshatim is because it's very unclear. Ein oifen pas ava b'pesach. We don't know what pas ava is. Sakta Gemara, Tanya Nami Hachi, I have a braisa that supports the second pshat. Beishamai oimim, ein oifen pas ava b'yontif. This is another classic example where the Amiram discussed the Braisa. There was a little bit of ambiguity. It was unclear what the Braisa meant because the Braisas were written so bekitzer. So it was written so abridged that the Amiram really didn't understand what the Braisa means. So sometimes they had to collect other Braisas that said the same halachas, albeit with subtleties in terms of different language, which very often shed a tremendous amount of light on the discussion at hand. This is a classic example of that. Because here we have another braisa that has the same exact machlok Yerushalmi Yisrael. There's one difference. In the first braisa, Ein Oifen Pas Ava B'Pesach, U'Beisol Matirim. In this braisa, B'Shama Ein Oifen Pas Ava B'Yontif. What do you see from here? Nothing to do with chametz. Which means that the issue at hand was not Pas Ava as in thick Pas Gezerah, maybe it's going to come Lidei chametz, but rather what's the issue at hand is more general yontif related. Why did that braisa say Pesach? Because Haitana koyev Pesach. It was Pesach when he was saying over this halacha. Tana Rabban, another halacha. Again, this is all the entire daf. Me inyan le inyan, but oisoy inyan. Yoitzim be pas nikiyo. You're allowed to use clean bread. That's white bread. Ubahadra. And you're allowed to use bread that shenitel kol hadarot. That's not clean, that has the whole, the bran inside of it, and as a result, is whole grain bread. I mean, either way, it's fine. You want white bread, you want whole wheat, you want whole grain, it's all fine. Ubesarikin ha-mitzuyarim v'pesach. Additionally, you're allowed to use matzahs that have pictures that are etched into it. Afa v'sha'omri noisin sarikin ha-mitzuyarim v'pesach, even though the katchilo chazal said this is not something that you're supposed to do. Amr Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, dov ha-zeshol baisus ben zoyne v'chachamim. So baisus ben zoyne was a baker. And he asked the chachamim this question. V'pnei ma amru ein noisin sarikin ha-mitzuyarim v'pesach. So again, the Brisa said you're allowed to use sarikin ha-mitzuyarim v'pesach. However, the katchilo is not something you're supposed to do. So now baisus ben zoyne was in the business. So he goes to the chachamim and he said, I have a shiloh. Ain't oisin sarikin ha-mitzuyarim v'pesach? Why not? What's the big deal? Amru lo, so they told him, because if you're going to start making pictures in your matzah, it's going to take a little bit of time. During that time that you're making your pictures with the dough may rise and may become chametz. So this is just a basic concern. It may lead to chametz. That's why Chazal said you shouldn't. Amru, so he told him, and he says, no, I have all these forms. He says, you take a look at our operation, what we have going on. He says, we have pictures that look like this, that look like that. It's not going to take any time. You stick it right into the tfus, into the mold, and it's going to immediately look the way it's supposed to look. So why should it be a problem? Amru lai. So the Chachamim told Baisis ben Zoinin, and this line is a classic. Yoimru, should people say, kol asarikin asurim usriki baisis mutarim? So what do you want us to do? You want to say, no one's allowed to do it, only you're allowed to do it? It's not happening. The bottom line is, they said that's not okay, and if that's not okay, it's for that reason, ain't oisin sarikin amitzuyar bepesach. Look, bidi yevet, of course it's okay. It's not a question of lechem oini. There's no real issue over here. The problem over here is that Rabbi Lazar Tzadik said, I once went together with my father to the house of the Nasi Rabbi Gamliel. And they brought him matzah, and these matzahs had sarikim hamitzuyarim. They had these pictures inside of Marty. So I turned to my father, I said, I'm pretty sure I learned in yeshiva, it's not okay. Amali, so he told him, Bini, my son, then when Chazal said that, they didn't mean no one's allowed to do it. They meant the bakers are not allowed to do it. But individuals are allowed. It could be something just the opposite. No, what they said was that it's not okay for an individual to do it. This came from a baker, and it's like a pas palter. And because it came from a baker, over here it's going to be different. You're allowed to make sarikin. You're allowed to make these pictures. Kemin rikikin. If the matzahs are thinner, vein oisin sarikin, you're not allowed to make pictures kemin gluskois if they're going to be a little bit thicker. Again, because if it's thicker, there's more of a concern it's going to turn into chametz. There, making sarikin together with the gluskois is like a double problem. As a result, it's an issue. But if you're going to use the thinner matzahs where there's less of a concern it's going to rise anyways, then if you want to make pictures, that's something that's going to be okay. One thing that's worth mentioning is that there's a major discussion in the Achronim. There's a famous Dagel Mervava from the Noida B'Yehuda. We spoke about that somewhere in the related Raid Bites. But there's a Noida B'Yehuda and the Achronim, and really the Rishonim already talk about what's the Havamina that you should be able to use Sarikin HaMitzuyarim BePesach. How are you going to take a bite out of that matzah? How are you going to eat it? You're going to destroy the picture. And if you're destroying the picture, isn't that Moichek? Moichek is one of the Lamatas Malachas. So how could you eat this on Yontif anyways? This should be a moichek problem. This is a major discussion, but not for today. Tanu Rabbanon, ha-sufganim, as it relates to matzahs that are sufganim. So what's sufganim? Doesn't mean donuts. Rashi says, asuyin kisfug. It's made like a sponge. Vahaduf shanim. Or if somebody made matzahs that had dvash in it, it had honey. The iskeritim. Rashi says, iskeritim are shaloshin isasan rakam oy. Very, very, very thin, like a cracker. The chalas hamasres, additionally chalas hamasres, we'll see what that means. The hamedumo, or if somebody has dough that's chulin, that has a little bit of truma in it, p'tur menachal. The aloch is yipot menachal. So this braiso is not discussing hilchas chametz u'matzah, but rather it's discussing hilchas chal. But as we're going to see in the hemshech of the daf and in other sugyas and mesachtes psachim, there's a lot of correlation between the halachis of challah and between the halachis of chametz and matzah. And the reason is because matzah has to be lechem, lechem oini. When are you mafresh challah? When you make lechem. So there are halachis that are stated in Hilchis Chametz Umatzah that relate to the laws of Challah, and then there are halachas in Hilchis Challah that relate to the laws of Chametz Umatzah. So the Gemara brings a braisa that discusses different types of dough that are potter min ha-Challah. Ha-sufkanim, v'ha-dufshanim, v'iskeritin, v'chalas ha-masres, v'ha-meduma. Says the Gemara, we touched ha-sufkanim, it's like a sponge. We touched ha-dufshanim, there is honey, iskeritin, very, very thin. Hameduma means there's a little bit of truma inside. But what's chalas amasris? My chalas amasris. Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Rabbi Shua ben Levi said that chalut shel balibatim. What it is the chalut of the balibatim. Well, balibatim or balabustas are making their dough. So they'll take the kemach and they'll expose it to really hot water. That's what the chalas amasris is, and that's what the price is saying is potem and achal. Says the Gemara. Amar Eish Lakish. Okay, so we defined all five of these things. Now we have to figure out why they're patam and achal. We need the reason. So Eish Lakish said the reason they're all patam and achal is because halalu maisa ilfasein. Because all these batters and doughs, they weren't baked in an oven, but rather they were fried in a frying pan. So if you fry your matzah, or if you fry your bread, you're not going to be chayim and challah. If you bake bread, you're chayim and challah. But if you fry it, you're potem and challah. Rabbi Yochanan said, my silver is chayav. No, my silver is not a reason to be potem. You're going to be chayav. So what's the reason you're potem in all these? Because these things were baked in the sun. And being they were baked in the sun, that's like really out of the ordinary. And it's for that reason you're going to be potem. So it's a major machloikis which is going to escort us until the end of the daf. Machloikis Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. These five things that are potter min achal. Again, not chametz umatzah. Chal. Hasufkonev, adushonev, iskeritin, v'chalas hamasres, v'hamedumo. They're all potter min achal. Why are they potter min achal? Said Rabbi Yochanan, because they were made in the sun. That's where they were baked. Reish Lakish said, because they were fried in a frying pan. One thing is clear. We have a machloikis and Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. If somebody would fry bread, instead of baking it, you fried it. Meaning, you didn't bake it first and then fry it, but the way you created it was by sticking it in a frying pan. Is that considered lechem for challah, or is it not considered lechem for challah? Reish Lakish said that the reason all those things are potem in a challah is precisely because they were fried. It's not considered lechem. Rabbi Yochanan said, Maisilf is chayovin. No, you fry it, you're going to be chayv. So what's the reason you're potem in all those cases? It was baked in the sun. Oh, baked in the sun, that's a whole different deal. Zok to Gemara, Maisivay, Hasuf, Konavadav, Shonav, Iskaritin, Asom, Beilfis, Chayovin, Bechamo, Peturim. This is pretty straightforward. Hasufkan avaduf shanav iskaritin. Again, asam be'ofes, if you fry all these things, chayavin. If you bake them in the sun, potter. Tiyufta de Rav Shimon ben Lakish. Checkmate. This is a tiyufta de Rav Shimon ben Lakish. You see clearly that the only reason you're potter is because it was asam bechama. That was Rabbi Yechanan Chita. But it sounds like that if you would make it in an ilfis, you would be chayv amar ula. Amalach Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish is going to make a distinction between two different ways that you can fry your bread. Hachav amayaskinon sheher tiyach ula basayif hitbik. Now this price is talking about where first he heated up the frying pan. You put the frying pan, you smeared a little oil, whatever you put there. Now it's really, really hot. And then you took the dough and you put the dough inside the pan. Over there, Reish Lakish holds you're going to be chayv. Aval hidbik ula besayif. The Reish Lakish that said that it, if you fried it, it's not going to be considered bread. That's talking about where first you put the bread inside the frying pan and then afterwards you heated it up. So it sounds like a superficial difference. But it makes the whole difference according to Reish Lakish. What's the svara? The svara is because the way bread was baked once upon a time is they would heat up the oven really, really hot and they would take the dough and they would attach it to the walls of the tanner. In fact, taking bread out of the oven once upon a time was very different than taking bread out of an oven today. Today, you just open up the oven door and you take out the bread. Once upon a time, you actually had to peel it off the wall. That in and of itself is something that's not so posh you're allowed to do on Shabbos, Radiyas Apaz, Chachma Vein, Malacha, whatever. But the point is, it was a very big deal. If you would heat up the frying pan and then attach the dough to the walls or the bottom of the frying pan, that mirrors baking. Although it's not baking, but similar to baking, it's so similar that you'll be chayiv and challah. If, however, you stuck it in the frying pan and then you heated up the pan, it's so not like challah and it's so not like baking, and it's for that reason you're going to be potter. So the bottom line is that this braisa that says mefurish, hasufkanim, vadufshanim, v'skaritin, hasam be'ilfas, chayav, and mecham, how does that show Reish Lakish that said maisa ilfas is really potter? Reish Lakish was talking about where you stuck it in the pan and then you heated it up. This price is talking about where you heated it up and then you put it in the pan. Zokta Gemara. But if that's the case, let's revisit the Braisa. Because the Braisa gave an example of where you're going to be chayev in challah. And the Braisa gave an example you're going to be potter. The second Braisa, right? Hasufkanav adufshanav iskarit and asam be'ulfes chayev. Nechama potter. Now, what does it sound like? The only time you're going to be potter is if asu asam bechama. But if it was be'ulfes, it doesn't matter what the situation in the ulfes was. In all cases, you're going to be chayev, says the Gemara. But if you're telling me that the only reason Reish Lakish holds you chayev when you're stuck in the ilfis was, is because first you heated up the ilfis and then you put it there so it's like baking. But avol hidbikul b'sefer siach, my hachinami depturim. But if you did it in the reverse, if first you put the dough inside the pan and then you heated it up, you're going to be potter. So other time he's sefer. So if the sefer wanted to give me an example of when you're going to be potter, what did it say? Asam b'chama p'turim. Why do you have to jump to chama? Liflik v'lisni b'dida. We could stay focused and we can give you an example of where you'll be potter even in an ilfis. You know what the Braisa should have said? When is it true that you chayv can just say chilbasay vidbik? And first you heat it up and then you stuck the dough in. Avol hitbik chilbasay for zichbik, you did in the reverse. Pturi, you're going to be potter. The Gemara says, you're right. Imi shumha, that's fine. Chasuri mechsera, v'alchik tani. We could do a little editing, a little surgery to the Braisa, so we can make that work. That's not a reason to walk away from the Braisa. This is the way you read the Braisa. If you stuck it in an ilfis, you're going to be chayv. Bamedvar, mamurim, it's as if you put it in the chama and you're going to be potter. The bottom line is the Gemara deflected the first question that it asked in Reish Lakish. Kasha number two. Toshma. Yoitzim b'matzah hino. You can be yoitzah, the mitzvah of matzah. So now we're shifting our attention from challah to matzah. But like we mentioned earlier, it's really one of the same as it relates to many, many halachas. So you could be yoitzah, your mitzvah of matzah, with matzah hino. Additionally, with matzah that was made in an ilfis. What's the kasha? If matzah that's made in an ilfis is not considered bread, so then why could you be yoitzah? It's talking about where, again, first you heated it and then you put it there. And in that case, Reish Lakish is maida. It's something you can use. My matzah hino, Amar Rav Yehuda Mashmul, kol she parsa ve'ein chutin nemshachem amen. Definition of matzah hino is, it's a little bit baked. It's not fully baked, but it's baked enough that if you break the matzah, you're not going to see raw dough, like strands that are going to start schlepping in every direction. That's considered baked enough that it's okay. Oh my, Rava said, "Chein lach meitoida." This halacha matzah hina being kosher is true for the lach meitoida as well. Feiti gemar pshita, hachol lechem siv, hachol lechem siv. At the end of the day, it's all about the word lechem. So if it's kosher for matzah mitzvah for lechem oini, just hina is considered baked enough, so why would you think it shouldn't be good for the lachmi toida? It's the same criteria. Here you have to have lachem, there you have to have lachem. So the Gemara says no, because there is a criteria that toida has that matzis of Leil Pesach doesn't have. And you would have thought that could be matzis hina trips up with that criteria. How so? Hoyol v'ksid, the hikriv mimenu echad mikol carbon. And we learn from their echad shlo yitol paris, is a halacha that says that when the person that was bringing the carbon toida gave the truma of the toida, he gave some of the breads to the Kohen, he had to make sure that the bread was echad. And we learned from there that it couldn't be a bread that wasn't whole. It couldn't be a paris. It had to be a whole bread. So you would have thought, v'hachal kamanda prisa danyo, maybe if it's baked hina, it's not 100% baked, it's so easy to crack it. Maybe we look at it as if it's already paris. So I know it's lechem, that's not the question. But if maybe it's not echad, v'hikruv mimenu echad, and we learn from there that it can't be paris. Maybe it's a paris problem. Kamashwan, that's the chiddush. Not only is it good for the matzah of mitzah, but it's something that's going to be good for the lachmei toida as well. So again, we're continuing to discuss the machloikis between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. They were arguing about a halach in hilchas challah, hasufkanim, v'hadufshanim, v'iskaritin, v'chalas hamasres, pturim in achala. The question was why. Reish Lakish said halalu maisa ilfasein. Rabbi Yochanan said maisa ilfas chayava. No, the reason is halalu she'asam b'chama. According to Reish Lakish, if you fry dough, it doesn't have a din of bread with regards to the halachis of chal. According to Rabbi Yochanan, if you fry dough, it does have a din of bread as it relates to chal. We saw from the Gemara on the bottom of the Amid that just like this is a shiloh that's negeya chal, It's also negeya matzah. It's negeya the lach mitoida, the menachas. Same exact halacha. If you fry it, according to Rish Lakish, it's not considered bread. According to Rabbi Yochanan, it is considered bread. Stating that, the Gemara says Rish Lakish is moida to Rabbi Yochanan, that if first you would heat up the frying pan, and then afterwards you would put the dough into the pan, similar to what you would do when you were baking in an oven. First you heat the oven, and then you attach it to the walls in the oven. In that case, even Rish Lakish would agree, it would be considered bread. What if you baked it in the sun? That doesn't seem to be a dispute. Even Rabbi Yochanan agrees that that's not going to be okay. Mesavei, for the Gemara Kasha from a Mishnah Mesechtes Chala Hameisa. If you have bread that was made from dough, that was Meisa. So the Gemara is going to define Meisa in a minute, but for now all we need to know is it was exposed again to boiling water. So you took the dough and you kneaded it with really, really hot water. Bishamay Poitrim, Bishamay says you pot there from Chala. Ubeisil Mechayim, Ubeisil says you can be Chala. Hichlita. Yechlita also means it was exposed to very, very hot water. The Gemara is going to explain what the difference is. Beishamai mechayven, or beisul poitrin, or beis is just the opposite. Here Beishamai says yechayev, beisul says yepater. So if it's meisa, Beishamai is poiter, beisul is chayev. If it's hechlita, Beishamai is mechayev, beisul is poiter. Ezo meisa, beis achlita. What's the difference between the two things? They were both made with really, really hot water. Hameisa kemach shal gabi mugloshim. But in the case of meisa, you had boiling hot water and you put the kemach, the flour, on top of the hot water. Hechlit is the opposite. Mugloshim shal gabi kemach. You had boiling hot water, and you poured it. So you didn't put the kemach on the mugloshin, you put the mugloshin on top of the kemach. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel, said the name of his father. Who was Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi's father? Rabbi Yossi. Zeb is Eliftor. No, in all cases, it's going to be potter. Amri Lassam say that he said, Zeb is Elechiv. In all cases, it's going to be chayiv. And the Chama said it's follows. Echad, Zeb, Echad, Zeb. Here's the bottom line. A son be ilfis, potter. If you made it in ilfis, you're going to be potter. Be tanner, if you made it in a tanner, then chayiv, you're going to be chayiv. So, first things first. The Tanakama, Maishna Meisa, Maishna Echlita. Right, the Tanakama said that by Meisa, Beishamai Poitin, Bissel Mechayven. Echlita, Beishamai Mechayven, Bissel Poitin. Sounds like it's the same thing. Right, did you put the kemach on the hot water, or did you put the hot water on the kemach? So what would be the difference? Amr Rabbi Yehuda, Mashmul, V'chein Amr Rabbi Yehuda, V'item Rabbi Shua ben Levi, you're right. Machloik is bezu, kach machloik is bezu. There's no difference of opinions between Bishamai and Bissel in the two cases of Meisa and Echlita. Whatever Bishamai holds here, he holds there. Whatever he holds there, he holds there. The Brisa doesn't sound that way. The Brisa says, by Meisa, Bishamai is poiter, Bissel is mechayev. And by Echlita, Bishamai is mechayev, and Bissel is poiter. It sounds like they're taking the opposite positions regarding the two cases. V'tavra says, the Gemara, Misha Shana Zulay Shana Zul. You have to say, it's not the same Tana. This Mishnah is just a collection of different Tanoim talking. And the two Tanoim actually were at odds with each other. Because one Tana held that when it comes to Meisa and Hechlita, Bishamai poiter, Bissel mechayevin. And the other Tana held that when it comes to Chlita and Meisa, just the opposite. Bishami Mechayven, Ubisil Poitrim. Soktigmar. One thing we need from this braisa. Ketani Mias. Again, we're not learning Hilchas Chala, and we don't have to get into the technicalities of when you chayev and chala. But there's one thing we do need. The Chachamim said, Echodze ve Echodze. Shason be'ilfis, Potter. Betaner chayev. There's a Shita Sachachamim that's mentioned in the Mishnah that it seems to address the topic at hand, which is the machlekes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. If somebody fries dough, are you chayiv and chala? Or you're not chayiv and chala? It's a mefurish of reisa. Chomim say, echoze ve'echoze. Here's the bottom line. Ason be'ilfis pater betanur chayiv. So isn't it mefurish that if you bake dough, or you fry dough, you're pater from chala? If that's the case, who's that a raya to? Reish Lakish. Who's that a kashan to? Rabbi Yochanan. To you after the Rabbi Yochanan. I'm like, Rabbi Yochanan, and say, you're right. It's true. You're asking good. It's a Mishnah. However, Tanoihi, I have another Tana, and my Shita was based on that other Tanya. So where's this other Tana? The Tanya we learned to the Brisa, Yochle Meisa, V'chaluta Chayam B'chal. I would think Meisa and Chaluta, these two different types of scolding the Kemach. You would have thought you'd be chayiv v'chal. Tamad loy melechem. Rabbi Yehuda said, "Ain lechem elo afa b'taner." Rabbi Yehuda says, "Lechem means dafka if it's baked in a Taner." Now it sounds a little bit like both Tanoim are saying the same thing. What did Tanakama say? Yochel mi'isa v'chaluta chayav mechalo, talmud loy mar lechem. The issue seems to be that you didn't bake it in a Taner. How do you know that? Because that's what Rabbi Yehuda said. In lechem eloha of a betaner. And it's for that reason you're potter from chala. So they're both saying you're potter from chala, which sounds like they probably both hold that lechem has to be offer betaner. So if that's the case, what's the machloikis? Rabbi Yehuda hain etana kama. Elola, we have to come up with a machloikis. Maisilf is a gebenayo. Maybe the nafkamina is if you fried it. Tana kama sovim maisilf is chayovim. Rabbi Yehuda sovim maisilf is peturim. Rabbi Yehuda says dafka taner as opposed to ilfis. Tana kama says that even ilfis is going to be potter. But the point is you see over here, l'chayra, there's a machlokes tana. So it's true, Rabbi Yochanan is going to tell you, you found a tana, Mishnah, Mesachtes Chala, that says that Ma'is Ilfus is going to be potter. But I found another tana that says Ma'is Ilfus is going to be chayiv, and I hold like that tana. But the Gemara says, it's not muchach, that's the machlokes. It's not mefurish that that's the machlokes. And there's no hechrich, that's the machlokes. What is the machlokes? Could be the kuliyama Ma'is Ilfus. Maybe everybody holds if you fried it, you're potter. Maybe the machlokes is when you fried it and then you baked it. The Tana Kama says it's over there. The Tana Kama says that you're gonna be chayv and challah because at the end of the day you baked it. First you fried it, then you baked it. But lamaisa you baked it. Rabbi Yehuda holds ain lechem eloy afa betana meikar. The only time something's considered bread is if you baked it meikar. For kivim the meikar la betana afye. It means that lechatchilu you didn't bake it in an oven. Rather, first you fried it, then you baked it. Lav lechemu. Maybe that's why it's not considered bread. Amar Rava, my time to Rabbi Yehuda won't be pshat in such a svar. If first you fry the bread and then you bake it, even that's not okay. You want to tell me you never baked it? I hear. I fried it and then I baked it. What should be the issue? Like, enafia achar tigun, right? Like, what would be the problem? Why should that not be okay? The chsiv, so the Gemara says he learns it from a pasuk. Again, a very not literal drasha. The pasuk is describing the terrible tsaras that will befall the Yidden if they don't keep Torah mitzvahs. This is the Toichacha in Parashas Bechukosnei. And the pasuk over there says, Va'afu eser noshim lachmechem betanur echad. Literally what it means is people are not going to have any wood. They're not going to have any ability to bake. So much so that they're going to need one oven, 10 women are going to have to share. But he darshan, what does tanur echad mean? Lechem ha'afui betanur echad kori lechem. If you have bread that was prepared in one tanur, it's considered lechem. But if it ain't afui betanur echad, but if it was prepared in two tanurim, first you fried it and then you baked it, that's the second tanur, so to speak, ain't kori lechem. In that case, it's not considered lechem. The point is, this machloike is between Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanakam and this Braisa that Rabbi Yochanan initially brought as a proof that there's two opinions as it relates to this Shaila of frying dough or not, or whether it's considered bread or it's not considered bread. Could be has nothing to do with that. Could be over there, even if frying is what's going on, but it's first it was fried and then it was baked. And maybe only then there's a shita that holds it's going to be considered lechem. But as it relates to simply frying it and never baking it, it could be over there. Everybody is going to agree that it's going to be okay. One final gemara. Yosef Rabba, Rabbi Yosef, Achari, Rabbi Zeir. Rabbi Rabbi Yosef was sitting behind Rabbi Zeir. Yosef Rabbi Zeir came to Ulo. And Rabbi Zeir was sitting in front of Ulo. So once upon a time, the hierarchy in Bes Medrash was very, very precise. So Ula was the Rosh. Rab Zeir is sitting in front of Ula, and then behind Rab Zeir is Rabba and Rab Yosef. Somebody Rabba the Rab Zeir. So Rabba asked Rab Zeir, "Buy me name Ula." Sounds like Rabba couldn't ask Rab Ula a question directly, right? So he had to ask someone that was a little higher than him to go ask on his behalf. So Rabba tells Rab Zeir, "Ask, you ask Ula the following question: Hidbik b'fnim, if somebody would take dough and he would stick it inside an ilfus v'ritiach mibachutz, and then he would heat it up from the outside, mahu? What would be the halach? Is that considered frying or is that considered baking?" Meaning, if it's baking, then you just made bread. If it's frying, now we're going down the machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. So that's what he wanted to know. Amalei say, he told him, "My Amalei, why should I ask him this question? Iaminalei, if I ask him, you know what he's going to tell me? Amalei, hi me myself." Of course, that's frying. What's the question exactly? Amalei, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Zeira. So Rabbi Yosef, not Rabbi, the first one was Rabbi, the second one was Rabbi Yosef. So he turns to Rabbi Zeira, he says, "I'm going to ask him a different question. What would be if somebody took dough, you put it inside the ilfis, the avuka kinegda?" This is different. You didn't put a fire underneath it. You put an avuka. A torch, something that gives off a lot of heat, you put it inside the ilfis. Ma, what's the halacha over there? Maybe already that's considered baking. Maybe that's not considered frying. Amalei say, he told him, "My Amalei, you want me to ask him this question? The Iaminalei, if I'm going to ask him that question, Amalei, do you know what he's going to tell me? Right, Vaniyam Oysen came. This is the way Aniyam, this is the way poor people fry. And being that this is the way poor people fry, there's no question that this too is going to be considered frying." So again, just to recap, the last part of the daf, the Gemara discussed a machloikis between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Somebody takes dough, and instead of sticking it in the oven, he puts it in a frying pan. That dough that was just fried, not baked, is it considered lechem or is it not considered lechem? L'mayin afkamina, hafrashas challah, mitzvahs matzah, the menachos, the lachmei toida. Reish Lakish said no. Rabbi Yochanan said yeah. One caveat in Shitas Reish Lakish was, the only time Reish Lakish said no is if first you put the dough into the frying pan and only afterwards you heated it up. But if first you would heat it up and then you would stick it in, that's so doima to baking because that's the way people bake. Even Reish Lakish would be maida. The Gemara asked a kasha from what would seem to be a Mefurisha Mishnah, Perek Aleph Mishnah Vav and Mesechtes Chala. By the way, it's also Mesechtes Idias, Perek Hei Mishnah Beis, where the Chachamim seem to address this issue. Chachamim said, Echad Zeh, the Echad Zeh Shason Be'ilfis Pater. It seemed to be Mefurish. So how could Rabbi Yochanan go connect a Mishnah, right? The only Amirith Rav Shas that has the places to argue with a Mishnah was Rav. But Rabbi Yochanan doesn't have the right to argue with a Mishnah. Ayin Toisvis Ksubas Tavches. So how could Rabbi Yochanan go connect a Mishnah? So the Gemara said, Rabbi Yochanan knew this Mishnah. Of course he knew this Mishnah. But at the same time, Rabbi Yochanan felt it was another Tana. Where's this other Tana? It's not 100% clear. But Rabbi Yochanan had another Tana that he thought was Mesayeles, even though he knew there was a Stam Mishnah, Mesechtes Chala, that and Mesechtes Idis that seemed to support Shitas Reish Lakish. But at the end of the day, he was comfortable going not like that Mishnah because he felt that he had a Tana that supported his Shita. So just to go back and do part three of the raid of the last 2 days, and that's the halachos of matzah shel tevel. So again, it's a very overwhelming sugya, the sugya of matzah shel tevel, and it can literally baglite us from here all the way to Arvei Pesachim if we really wanted it to. But we're going to have to go weiter. So just to walk away with a davar mesuyim, I thought maybe to do something a little different, and that is, we'll speak out four questions. Get it? Four questions as it relates to matzah shel tevel, and one answer. So four kashas and a teretz. So in this, the Gemara on the bottom of the Lamed Hey Amid Beis brought a brisa. The brisa said that if somebody eats matzah shel tevel, now loch is he can't be yoytzer the mitzvah of matzah. Why not? Because it says in the Torah lo soichal olav chametz, and right afterwards it says shivas yavim toichal olav matzahs. And we learn from there misha isurim misham bal toichal olav chametz yotzer. Someone that has bread that had it been chametz, you would violate the Isra of chametz, can now use that to be mekayim as mitzvah of matzah. But if you have chitim, you have se'orim, that would not have the Isra chametz, now loch is, you would not be able to be mekayim your mitzvah of matzah using that chitim and se'orim. How do I know that? Because there's a hekish between lo'isoich halal of chametz and between the mitzvah of matzah. Okay, says the Gemara, that being that tevel doesn't have an Isra chametz, why not? Because Hamani Rav Shimon he da Amar ein esachal al iser. Because Tevel is aser b'achila before Pesach. Now Pesach comes, you want it to be aser al tchametz. There's aloch of ein esachal al iser. So being that ein esachal al iser, so it comes out that the Tevel is not going to be aser mishum chametz. If it's not going to be aser mishum chametz, so it's for that reason you wouldn't be able to be mekayim your mitzvah of matzah. So the first kasha is the kasha that we've been speaking about the last few days, and that is Tosfos kasha in Masechet Sukkah Daf Lamed Amud Aleph. Freak Tosfos and Perakul of Agazel. I don't understand. You need a pasuk, you need a drasha. Hamani Reb Shimoni to tell me that you can't be yoytzer the mitzvah matzah with matzah shel tevel. Of course you can't be yoytzer the mitzvah matzah shel tevel. When you eat tevel, you're being over an Issa Deiraisa. So if you're being over an Issa Deiraisa, how can I be Mekayim a mitzvah on the back of an Issa Deiraisa? Al zeh nemar mitzvah haba ba'avera. You can't steal someone's lulav and then be Mekayim the mitzvah of Dalad Minim. So if that's the case, I can't take matzah shel tevel and be Mekayim my mitzvah matzah. That's the first of the four questions. The Tzveita Kasha is, the Shagas Aryeh in Simen Tzadik Vav asks a bomba kasha on Tosfos kasha. Shagas Aryeh said, Tosfos asked this unbelievable question. He doesn't understand the sugya of matzah shel tevel. I need a pasuk, a hekish, Hamani Reb Shimoni, who holds ein esachal alisa to tell me you can't be yoytzer the mitzvah matzah with matzah shel tevel. Typically, it's a mitzvah baba aveir. Freak to Shagas Aryeh, this is a mitzvah baba aveir, Rebbeinu shel olam. I don't understand Tosfos kasha. Why not? So the truth is, there's a klal in Shas called mitzvah baba aveir. You steal somebody's lulav, you bring it to shul, you want to be mekayim the mitzvah dal aminim, you can't be yoytzer. But there's another klal in Shas. And that klal shas is called Ese Doicha Loisase. Ase is Doicha Loisase. That means I have a situation in front of me. If I do this, I'm a kaim and ase. If I don't do this, so I won't. But if I do it, I'll be over Loisase. So what do I do? Do I say it's a mitzvah, so let me do it? Or do I say it's a Loisase? I can't do it. The halach is Ase is Doicha Loisase. I have a beged. The beged has tzitzis, but at the same time, it's shatnas. If I put it on, I'm a kaim the mitzvah of tzitzis. But at the same time, I'll violate the Isra of Shatnes. So what am I supposed to do? So this is the halacha, klal gadol badin, aseh is doicha loisaseh. So how do you reconcile these two klalim? When do you know if the situation in front of me is a mitzvah baba aveira, And when do you know if the situation in front of me is an asei doichal lois asei? Meaning, I could argue that kalayim betzitzis, you're going to put on this beged that has shatnis to be mekayim the mitzvah of tzitzis, it's a mitzvah b'aveira. It's true, I'm being mekayim the mitzvah, but I'm doing it by doing an aveira, by wearing shatnis. So how do I know if something is a mitzvah b'aveira or if something is an asei doichal lois asei? Interesting. But the truth is, the teretz is pasha. Any time you have asei doichal lois asei, the rule is asei doichal lois asei. Where you don't have asei doichal lois asei, that's when you have a mitzvah b'aveira. Meaning asei doichal lois asei is governed by a whole Shulchan Aruch. Number one, the only time you say asei doichal lois asei is if it's efsher, if it's efsher l'kayim shneim. It's impossible for me to do the asei without being over the lois asei. But if I have another pair of tzitzis and that pair of tzitzis is not shatnez, then we're the other pair of tzitzis. Right? The only time we say asei doichal lois asei is where it's inevitable I'm going to have to do the lois asei. If it's efsher l'kayim shneim, not another halacha. The only time you say asei doichal lois asei, if it's be'idna, the two things happen simultaneously. The same second that you are over the lois asei, you also mekayim the asei. But if I'm going to do a lois asei, and then in an hour from now I'll be mekayim asei, of course you can't say asei doichal lois asei. Another halacha. Asei is only doicha lois asei. It's not doicha lois asei v'asei. Asei is not doicha lois asei sheyesh by karis. Asei is not doicha lois asei sheyesh by misas bezdin. There are many examples of what you may think to the amateur. It may seem as an asei doicha lois asei, but when you go through the sugis with the rishonim, you'll realize it's not an asei doicha lois asei. So enachinam, where there's an asei doicha lois asei, avada we say asei doicha lois asei. This is all of this. When is something a mitzvah b'aveira where there was no asei doichal lois asei? So the question is, I did it. Did I get a mitzvah? Oh, it's a mitzvah b'aveira. You're not going to be yotze. But to the extent I'm dealing with an asei doichal lois asei, avada asei will be doichal lois asei. And by the way, to understand it a drop deeper, when there's a situation of asei doichal lois asei, we don't even look at the aveira. Because fakir, the Torah is telling you, do the mitzvah despite the fact that there's an aveira. Which is the antithesis of mitzvah abba b'aveira. But it's only where there is no asei doicha lois asei that you have a mitzvah abba b'aveira. That's pashit. Asei doicha lois asei, mitzvah abba b'aveira. From a super, super high, superficial level, they would seem to contradict each other, but avada they don't. The klal is asei is doicha lois asei, where for whatever reason you don't have an asei doicha lois asei, for whatever reason it might be, then the halach is mitzvah abba b'aveira. Feit t'shagis aryei, matzah shel tefel. Tefel is a lois asei. That's what it is. It's a lois asei. It's not a lois asei v'asei. It's a lois asei. When I eat matzah shel tevel, I'm doing the aveira the same exact second that I'm being mekayim the mitzvah. So says the Shagas Aryeh, I would think then it's a situation of asei doicha lois asei. It's not a mitzvah b'av aveira. So vos frek toisvis. That matzah shel tevel, why do I need a pasik? Typically, it's a mitzvah habav aveira. It's not a mitzvah b'av aveira. It's an asei doicha lois asei. Why? Because the asei of matzah has the ability to be lois asei, to be doicha, the lois asei of tevel. So what will you tell me? Who said I have to eat the matzah of tevel? Eat some other matzah. So maybe I need the drasha for a case where I don't have any other matzah. So right now it's ef shalakayim shneim. The two are happening be'idna. All it is a lois asei. So you would say asei deicha lois asei. So the Shagasari says, Tosfos said it's a mitzvah baba avera. I don't think it's a mitzvah baba avera. I think this is asei deicha lois asei. And when you have asei deicha lois asei, you don't say mitzvah baba avera. That's the second kash. The dritta kash is, the third question is, the Rambam, in his Yad Chazaka, in Hilchas Chametz Matzah, Perek Vav, Halacha Zayin, paskins the Halacha of Matzah Shel Tevel. The Rambam says, Ein adam yoytzi yedei chayvasoi ba'achilas matzah shehi asur lo. A person can't be yoytzi the mitzvah of matzah with matzah that he's not allowed to eat. Kigoyim sha'och lo tevel, oy maizirishin shalai nitla chumasoi, oy shegasoi. So the Rambam brings the halacha, and the Rambam says that if somebody would eat matzah shel tevel, the halacha is that he wouldn't be yoytze. First glance, of course the Rambam brought the halacha. What's the shayla? That's what all we've been talking about the last few days. It's the Mefurish Gemara. The Gemara brings a braisa, it's a mishnah. You can't be yoytze with matzah shel tevel. Freit lecha mishnah. That it's a pella how the Rambam can bring this halacha. Why not? Because the Gemara said that why is matzah shel tevel a problem? The reason it's a problem is because we have a hakash. Like soichal olav chametz, shivas yomim, toichal olav matzahs. Wherever there's chametz, there's matzah. If there's no chametz, there's matzah. And there's no chametz by matzah shel tevel. Why is there no chametz by matzah shel tevel? Because hamani reb shimini. Because ein isser chal al isser. So how could the isser chametz be chal on the isser of tevel? Freit lecha mishnah. It's true, ein isser chal al isser. But throughout Shas, there's discussion amongst the Tanaim. There are many, many instances where the halacha is that Isser is chal alisa. For example, Isser koilo. What's Isser koilo? What would be if something's Asr? And now another Isser wants to be chal, wants to descend on this Dover Asr. Ein Isser chal alisa. If the second Isser, however, is more inclusive than the first Isser, meaning the second Isser doesn't only affect this Dover Asr, but affects other things that are Dvarim HaMutarim. So then we say that Migu, that the second Isser is Chal on the Dvarim HaMutarim, it's Chal on this Dover HaAsr as well. So says the Lecha Mishnah, that's Pasha to me, that Isser Chametz is an Isser Koilo, right? Because Chametz affects all the Chametz that you have, not only your Tevo, even your things that aren't Tevo. So if that's the case, based on the Halacha of Isser Koilo, it's Pashit, Isser chametz would be chal on Isser Tevel. Additionally, there's a halacha called Isser Moisef. What's Isser Moisef? If you have something that's Asr, and now another Isser wants to be chal on that Dover Asr, if the second Isser is more chamer than the first Isser, the halacha is that the second Isser is chal. Isser chametz is more chamer than Isser Tevel, because chametz carries with it a punishment of karis. Tevel doesn't have karis. So if that's the case, it's also an Isser Moisef. So Zakhtel HaChemisha, that's Pashit. That our sugya that said you can't be yoytze the mitzvah matzah when matzah shal tevel because ain't nisach al isser obviously is going without the halacha of isser koilo and out the halacha of isser moisef, which by the way that is the tifkait. Now we understand it on another level of what the Gemara meant when it said hamani Reb Shimoni na'ame ain't nisach al isser. Reb Shimon is the only tana in Shas that holds ain't nisach al isser. No, for Reb Shimon holds ain't nisach al isser even when the second isser is an isser koilo. Like chametz, it affects all your chametz, not only the tevel. And even when it's an isser maisiv, where it's going to make the isser that's already usser even more chametz. Not only going to be tevel, now it's going to be chametz, now it's going to carry with it an isser karas. But the point is that the only time matzah shel tevel doesn't have an isser chametz is if you hold ein isser chal al isser, plus no such thing as isser koilo, and there's no such thing as isser maisiv. Break the Lecha Mishnah with that introduction. It's mavur the Rambam shita throughout Yad Chazaka. The Rambam holds of isser koilo, and the Rambam holds of isser maisiv. So if that's the case, break the Lecha Mishnah. To me, only how could the Rambam ask in this halacha? The Rambam said if somebody's matzah shel tevel, he's not yoitza. Why not? Because there's no isser chametz. Why is there no isser chametz? Ain't isser chal al isser? No, the Rambam l'shitasli holds there is an isser chal al isser. Why? The Rambam holds ain't isser chal al isser, but Sayyus a koil and Sayyus a moisef. And the Rambam paskins is a koil and is a moisef. The Gemara was Hamani Reb Shimon, not only Reb Shimon that holds Einis a chal al isser, Reb Shimon that holds Einis a chal al isser, even when it's an isser koil and when it's an isser moisef. But the Rambam's shita throughout Yad Chazaka is now witness an isser koil is a moisef, is a chal al isser. So if that's the case, there would be an isser chametz that's chal on the tevel. If there's an isser chametz, then there should be a mitzvah's matzah. So how could the Rambam paskin the halach of matzah shal tevel? That's the third kasha. The fourth kasha is really based on another sugya that we're going to have to get into one of these days, and that is Gemara Masechtis Kedushin Daf Lamed Ches. The Gemara they discuss is something fascinating. Hashtag rest of the story. The first time the Yidden entered Eretz Yisrael. So the Yidden came into Eretz Yisrael Chodesh Nisan. Did the Yidden eat matzah that first year, or did they not eat matzah? You would say, of course they ate matzah. Why wouldn't they have eaten matzah? You know what the problem is? The problem is, where were they going to make matzah from? The Tfuah. The tefuah that grew in Eretz Yisrael. That tefuah was chadash. When was a yid, back in the day, allowed to eat from the tefuah chadash? No? After they brought the Karban Omer. When did they bring the Karban Omer? On Tezayin Nisan. It was the second day of Pesach. When did he eat matzah? The Erev Toichlu Matzahs. On the first night of Pesach. Which means that by the first night of Pesach, they didn't have any tefuah, they didn't have any ability to eat the chadash. They couldn't eat anything because it was aser. So if that's the case, there's a sugi in Shas, Kiddush and Daf Lamed Ches, were the Yidden able to eat matzah that first year, the first Seder in Eretz Yisrael? Was there matzah at the Seder? Was there no matzah in the Seder? Why not? Because the Churiyah had a Chodesh problem. Now the truth is, Tosfos and Masechtas Kedushin Daf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph brings a kasha from the Yerushalmi. He says, I don't understand the problem. Yovei Aseid Achilas Matzah, V'yidcha Lois Aseid Chodesh. Sounds a little bit like the Shagasarius Kasha. But as I freight toys, the Yerushalmi. Let that say Achilles Matzah be Doichel Oisev Chadash. And the Yerushalmi says two reasons why you can't say Asay Doichel Oisev. Either because Mitzvah Matzah is an Asay the Lifnei Hadibur, it was before Mount Torah, could be an Asay the Lifnei Hadibur doesn't have the ability to be Doichel, or maybe Gzeira, Kazayas Rishonot, Kazayas Sheni, Ayin Shal. But the point is there's a Sugyan Shas. Were the Yidden able to eat Matzah or not? And what's the Shaila? Is there an issue to be Mekayim the Mitzvah Matzah with Chadash, or is there no issue to be Kind the mitzvah matzvah chadash. Freak the makna. So who is the makna? The hafla. The panim yafis. Chasam soif is rebbe. So freak the makna in the sefer makna right there in that sugi mesachtes kedushin daf lamed ches. He doesn't understand. I think there are two sugis in shas says the makna that aren't talking to each other. I have a sugi mesachtes psachim daf lamed heyam and beis that's discussing if somebody wants to be yotze the mitzvah matzah with matzah shal tevel. The gemara says no based on a drasha chometz matzah hekish reb shimon einis achal lisser afil the mitzvah koilu ube isser moisim. Now that we went through that. I have another sugya, Kedushin Daf Lamed Ches, where the Yidden able to eat Matzah Shal Chodesh. No mention of a Hekish, no mention of Reb Shimon, no mention of Einis Achal Alisit. That's a whole different shmooze. A Yerushalmi, say Esedoy Choloy Sase. Our sugya doesn't mention anything about that sugya. Freit, the Makta, to me it's the same sugya. Could I take something that's Aser Bachila and be Mekayim within my mitzvah Zachila? If there's something called Leisoichal Alav Chametz, Misha Yisur Mishum Bal Toichal, Yotzozeh, Reb Shimon Einis Achal Lisset, then it should affect the sugya of Chodosh. And if in the sugya of Chodosh, maybe it's okay, then maybe it should be okay over here. So Freit, the Makta, I think, and we have two sugyas over here that seem to be discussing the same thing, and they don't seem to be talking to each other. So again, just to chazer, the four questions. The Eshta Kasha is, you need a pasuk to tell me, you can't be yaitzu a matzah shal tevel, why is it not a mitzvah baba veir? Toysus Kasha, Masech, the sugya daf lamed omen alef. The second Kasha is the Shagasarius Kasha in Simen Tzadik Vav. Toysus said it's a mitzvah baba veir, matzah shal tevel. It's not a mitzvah baba veir, it's asei doicholoi sasei. Mitzvah baba veir is when there's no asei doicholoi sasei. But if there's asei doicholoi sasei, of course you don't say mitzvah haba be'aveira. The third kasha is the lechem mishnas kasha. On the Rambam in Hilchas Chametz u'Matzah, Perek Vav Alocha Zayin, the Rambam paskins the alocha of matzah shel tevel. The Gemara said, Amani Reb Shimini, who always ate nisr chalal lisser, even bitzer koil is a moisin. Rambam holds you ate nisr chalal lisser, bitzer koil is a moisin. The fourth kasha is the maknas kasha, the aflos kasha, and kindushin la mitches, and that is, I have a sugyu that discusses matzah shel tevel, I have a sugyu that discusses matzah shel chadash. To me, they sound the same, and for some reason, the sugyas aren't talking to each other. Those are the four questions. Now the Teretz. So going back to the Eshta Kasha. The Eshta Kasha was, Toysus is Kasha. Why do I need a Pasuk to tell me that you can't be Yoytza the Mitzvah Matzah with Matzah Shel Tevel? Tepik Lei, you can't be Yoytza. Why? Because it's a Mitzvah Haba Baveira, and as Mitzvah Haba Baveira, it should be an issue. So I saw a Teretz in the Shailos Achuvas Avnei Tzion from the same Peter Ruf. And this is in Chelik Aleph, and it's Simen Tzadik. So he says a teretz based on a yesoid from Rav Shlomo Kluger. And this yesoid is a very, very big chiddush. It's negay is something that everybody takes very, very seriously at the Leil HaSeder. It's a tremendous kula, ask your local rabbi, that maybe could be relied on, b'di'evit. The halacha is that anytime you have a mitzvah to eat something, the one mitzvah achila that we have in deraisa today is the mitzvah of matzah, b'leil haseder, right? Maybe the first night sukkahs, we spoke about some raid about that the other day, whether that's a mitzvah achila or that's really a mitzvah yeshiva sukkah. But there's a mitzvah b'leil pesach to eat a kezayis matzah. Does that mean you have to eat the kezayis matzah in one shot? You have to take the matzah and just shove it down your throat? So halacha is, no. Why? In halacha, achilois are mitzvah as long as they happen within a certain time frame. Bechtei achilas pras, the amount of time that it takes to eat a pras, whatever exactly that is, however long that might be, I think the shiurim range anywhere from 2 minutes, maybe to 9 minutes, don't quote me on this, but somewhere in that neighborhood, depending on how mekel or how machmir you want to be. But you have to, as long as you eat the two achilas, bechtei achilas pras, the achilas are going to be mitztarif, and the halach is, we're going to look at it as one achil. So you don't have to chow it down in one shot. As long as you do it within that time frame, it's going to be okay. Now, stating that, the Taz says, like achila, you should swallow it all at once, and the Mishnah Berurah brings it, ki yodur. Two kizayis, not only one, but mitzad the ikur mitzvah of the erev toichlu matzah, is that a yid has an obligation to eat a kizayis matzah. It's one matzah, it's one kezayis, and as long as you eat it b'chdei achilas pras, that in and of itself is going to be okay. So says the Shulchan Aruch, what's the definition of b'chdei achilas pras? I quote, Hilchas Pesach, it's in tof ayin heis of cotton vav, achal kechatzi zayis. If somebody would eat a half a zayis, v'chaza v'achal kechatzi zayis, and then he would eat another half a zayis, yotza, he's yotza. U'bavad, shelo yishe bein achila l'chaverta yoysa b'chdei achilas pras. As long as granted that he didn't wait between one achila and the other achila, yoisa mikidei achilas pras. So again, if somebody eats two half a zeisim, he's yoitz in a mitzvah, that's fine. As long as between one achila and the other achila, you didn't wait bichdei achilas pras. What does it sound like from the Shulchan Aruch? It sounds like if I start eating and then I stop, I can't break the shear of achilas pras. Let's take the most stringent shear, 2 minutes. So I can't break for 2 minutes. If I break for 2 minutes, then I have a problem. So let's say I eat, and it takes me a minute to eat, and then I break for a minute and a half, and then I continue eating, it takes me another minute. So in total, I ate for 3.5 minutes, that's fine. I just can't break bein achila l'achila yoysa mikdei achilas pras. But it doesn't say that from the beginning of when I started eating until when I finished eating, you can't have a share of yoysa mikdei achilas pras. Stating that, says the Magen Avraham, einoy meduktik. The lashon of the Shulchan Aruch is a little bit, it's wrong. Einoy meduktik. The tzarech, what's important is shlo yishe mitchilas achila rishayna ad soif achilo achroyna yoysa mikdei achilas pras. It's not enough that you didn't pause between achilos, yoisim et achilos pras. What you need to make sure is that from when you started eating until you finished eating, it was done within the 2 minutes. Shulchan Aruch doesn't sound like that. Shulchan Aruch says, "Ubavad shelo yishem bein achila lechaverta yoisem ekdei achilas pras." It sounds like you just can't break in between achilas yoisem ekdei achilas pras. Says the Magen Avraham, "Eino meduktik." Really, what it means is shelo yishem mitchilas achila rishoina at soif achila achroina yoisem ekdei achilas pras. It says the Magen Avraham, "You want a raya? Take a look." It's Simon Tov Reish Yud Beis. So Simon Tov Reish Yud Beis is Hilchas Yom Kippurim. It's discussing the most basic iser. You're not allowed to eat on Yom Kippur. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Achal, if somebody eats on Yom Kippur, V'chazav Achal, then he ate more on Yom Kippur. Yesh Metchilas Achilu Rishoyna, Ad Soif Achilu Achroyna. If from when you started eating the first bite, so when you finish taking the last bite, kidei achilas pras mitzdarfim, then it's going to be mitzdarf. Nimlav ein mitzdarfim, says the Magen Avraham. Here the Shulchan Aruch is mefurish. Achal, V'chazav Achal, Yesh. Not between the achilos, but mitchilas achilu rishayna and soif achila achreina kdei achilas pras. Then the halach is it's going to be mitzdar. So says the Magen Avraham, that lashon of the Shulchan Aruch in Tafrei Shud Beis in Hilchas Yom Kippurim, that lashon is meduktik. But this lashon here in Hilchas Pesach and Simit Tafai and Hey, where the Shulchan Aruch's lashon is ubavad shelo yishe bein achila lechaverta, that lashon is eina meduktik. Stating that the Saint Peter Ruv brought from Rav Shloime Kluger in many of his sfarim. One of which is his Sefer Elef Lecha Shloima, where the Saint Peter said an unbelievable chiddush, and that is, I think not like the Magen Avraham. I think the Shulchan Aruch was written bedikto gadol, and the Shulchan Aruch wrote it one way in Hilchas Pesach, and he wrote it another way in Hilchas Yom Kippurim, because the halach in Pesach and the halach in Yom Kippur is not the same. What's the difference between Hilchas Pesach and Hilchas Yom Kippurim? Hilchas Pesach, the Shulchan Aruch is talking about a mitzvah achila. In Hilchas Yom Kippurim, the Shulchan Aruch is talking about an iser achila, not eating on Yom Kippur. Says Reb Shloime Kluger, I think there's a chiluk between mitzvahs and between isurim. When it comes to a mitzvah, the halach is you can't pause, you can't break in between the achilos, yoisa mechte achilos bras. But you don't need that the beginning of the first bite and the end of the last bite should be within the share of achilos bras. And that's why the Shulchan Aruch said very clearly, ubevad shele yasha bein achila lechaverta yoisa mechte achilos bras. In Hilchas Yom Kippurim, we're discussing isuri achilo. Isuri achilo? Oh, there it's the opposite. Lakula over there, achal v'chaza v'achal. Unless nachila mitchila of the beginning, first bite to the soif of the last bite was in that shir of achilas pras. Now, loch is it's not going to be a problem. Says the Reb Shloime Kluger, what's my raya? What's my right to say this? He says I have a steer in two rashes. Rashi Masechtas Menachos, that Fayin Hey of the Beis was discussing the mitzvah that the Kehanim made to eat from the Shiori HaMincha. Quoting Rashi, Zok Rashi, Shiloh, you had to be careful. The Gemara says to eat it within achilas pras. Zok Rashi, Shiloh Yehei Ben Pirur LePirur Yoisem Ekdei Achilas Pras. Shiloh Yehei Ben Pirur LePirur Yoisem Ekdei Achilas Pras. In Masechtas Brachos Daf Lamed Zayin, the Gemara is discussing the Isser Chametz, and there too the Gemara says the only time it's a problem is if you eat the Chametz Bechdei Achilas Pras. Zok Rashi, what does it mean Bechdei Achilas Pras? Shiloh Yasha Mishehischol Lechol Shir Kezayis Ad Shegomer Achilas Ashir Yoisem Ekdei Achilas Pras. from the beginning of the first bite to the end of the last bite. Says Rav Shlomo Kluge, you're going to tell me this is a coincidence? That Rashi in Menachas Ayin Hey, when he was talking about a mitzvah, bein pirur lepirur. Rashi in Brachas Lamed Zayin, when he's talking about the Isser from the beginning of the first bite to the end of the last bite. The Teretz says Rashi is being mechalek between mitzvah achila and isuri achila. And that's the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch in Hilchas Pesach, when he's talking about a mitzvah, ubelvat shalay yasha bein achila kaberta. Like Rashi said in Menachas Ayin Hey. The Shulchan Aruch in Tafri Shud Beis and Hilchas Yom Kippur, where he's talking about the Isser to eat on Yom Kippur. Near, what does he say? He says that from the beginning of the first to the end of the last, dear, the halach is asked to be b'kdei achilas paskas. He's talking about Isser, like Rashi said in Brachas Daf Lamed Zayin. So says the Rav Shlomo Kluge, even though it's a very big chiddush, listen to how he's misayim. It's in Elif Lachal Shlomo Simin Shin Chav Gimel. V'teisi li she'en chani b'derech emes gomur b'siyata d'shmai. He says, I think I was mechamen to somebody that's 100%. No one said this, but I had the schus to bring this into this world. This chiddush that the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch is b'dikto gadol, and Rashi b'lishoyne azov was mechalik between mitzvahs and between the isurim. The bottom line is the Magen Avraham said, "Ain't meduktik the lashon of the Shulchan." He says, "No, it's meduktik. Of course, it's meduktik." And yeah, you're right. In Hilchos Yom Kippurim, where the Shulchan Aruch is talking about isurim, there the b'tei achilas pras has to be the whole achila. But over here, where the Shulchan Aruch is talking about mitzvahs, you just have to make sure that there's no gaps that are yoisim echtei achilas pras. But as long as there's no gaps of yoisim echtei achilas pras, that in of itself would be enough for you to be able to be yoisim the mitzvahs. I said the same thing. The roof kedarkoi. V'ruyin hadvarim l'misha amram hafla v'fela. He said, Taisa asakasha, why do I need a pasuk to tell me you can't be yoytzim matzah shal tevel? Typically, it's a mitzvah b'aveira. What's the cheshbon? Why is it a mitzvah b'aveira? Because when I eat this matzah, I'm going to have to eat a kezayis. The minute I eat a kezayis and matzah, I already was over the issa tevel. So l'chayra, this mitzvah came out of the aveira. He says, no, I have a hechatimtza. You know what the hechatimtza is? I ate the matzah where it was b'kdei achilas pras. Meaning there was no gap of 2 minutes between the two achilas. But from when I started eating till when I ended eating was more than 2 minutes. As it relates to the Issa Tevel, you need the whole achila should be b'chdei achilas pras. And if the whole achila is not b'chdei achilas pras, you won't be over the Issa Tevel. But as it relates to the mitzvah of matzah, I don't need the whole achila b'chdei achilas pras. It's enough that there's no gap of b'chdei achilas pras between the two achilas. So said the St. Peter Ruf, that's the nafkamina. A person was eating matzah. It took him a minute to chew his first bite. Then he waited a minute and a half, and then he finished the last bite. He wasn't over the Issa Tevel. Because by the time he took the last bite of the Issa Tevel, it was ready yoisem echte achilas bras. But the mitzvah of matzah he was. Because the mitzvah of matzah happened in between. That happened, there was no gap of yoisem echte achilas bras. So in this case, you were mekayim the mitzvah, you weren't over the Isser. That would be the hechetimtza, where there'd be no problem of mitzvah above aver. The one knetch that he talks about, and this is a little teaser for next time, and that is, what about chatzis shir? Should it still be a mitzvah above aveira? Because at the end of the day, you ate a chatzi shir shel tevel. Do you say mitzvah above aveira b'chatzi shir? So the same Peter Ruf had a lot to say about that, and we'll save that for another day.